A man is dead following a motorcycle crash in Pike Township. The Highway Patrol says 36-year-old Donald Bachman was eastbound on Battlesburg Road around 8:30 Wednesday night when he failed to negotiate a curve west of Maplehurst Avenue southeast. His motorcycle left the roadway and struck a tree. Bachman was pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol says he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. An investigation is continuing. Health officials are urging residents to take precautions as cases of cyclosporiasis continue to climb across the state. Since June 20th, the Ohio Department of Health has confirmed 177 cases of the parasitic illness, including 28 hospitalizations in 43 counties. Stark County has reported 8 cases. No deaths have been reported. The illness is spread through contaminated food or water and can cause severe diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, and dehydration. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, practicing good hand hygiene, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. A man from the Canton area was shot by police after a confrontation at a gas station in Taylor, Michigan. Police say the 38-year-old was wanted in connection with a June 30th armed robbery in the Cleveland area. Officers located a stolen U-Haul he was driving, but allege he rammed a police cruiser and a parked vehicle when they tried to stop him. Investigators say the suspect then pointed a handgun at officers who opened fire. The man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A female passenger was not hurt. Michigan State Police are investigating. Tyrone Noling, sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple, will have a clemency hearing. Attorney Brian Howe says Noling's case will be heard by the Ohio Parole Board August 18th. Noling has also filed an application for a pardon from Governor Mike DeWine. The Alliance man maintains his innocence in the 1990 slayings of 81-year-olds Bernhardt and Cora Hartig in their home. Attorneys for the Ohio Innocence Project filed a motion in Portage County last year, saying an analysis determined evidence was missing that implicated two other men. SARDA will ask Stark County voters to renew its current sales tax levy this November instead of seeking a tax increase. The Transit Authority's board voted Wednesday to place the existing 0.25% sales tax on the ballot. Board members had considered a 0.1% increase after voters rejected a similar request in May. Officials say the renewal would help maintain current services as the levy approaches its 2027 expiration date. Washington Township has completed a summer paving program. That was among topics discussed during Monday's meeting. Trustees approved just over $4,000 for ambulance repairs and more than $500 for a fire department whiteboard. The department responded to 59 calls in June, including one structure fire and 32 medical emergencies. A small plane crash at the Kent State University Airport is under investigation by the Highway Patrol. Troopers say a 2014 Cessna 172S left the runway around 3:50 Wednesday afternoon and landed in a ditch, causing minor damage to the aircraft. The pilot, 24-year-old Kwanwoo Kim, was not hurt. The FAA has been notified and will conduct a separate investigation. Two traffic stops on I-80 in Portage County led to the seizure of about 6 pounds of methamphetamine. 31-year-old Job Israel of Detroit was arrested after a June 16th stop turned up roughly 1 pound of meth. He is charged with aggravated drug trafficking. A second stop June 24th in Freedom Township led to the discovery of 5 pounds of meth. Tracy DeWitt of Pennsylvania faces aggravated trafficking in drugs, while Derek Mounts of Pennsylvania faces a federal charge of possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance. Salem City Council has approved a new 3-year contract with the city's police officers. The agreement passed Tuesday gives union members a 3.5% pay raise retroactive to July 1st, followed by a 3.2% increase in January of 2028. The final year includes a minimum 2% raise with the possibility of more based on city finances. The contract also standardizes employee health insurance contributions at 15%. Wellsville Village Council is considering legal action to block a proposed data center in Yellow Creek Township. Council has directed Village Solicitor Chris Wieda to research whether an injunction can be filed. According to the Morning Journal, Council President Keith Thorne says he now opposes the project, citing concerns about water use, sewer capacity, and emergency services. Council will decide its next steps after the solicitor completes his review. Crews continue cleanup after Sunday's storm brought down trees, caused flooding, and damaged areas across Boardman Township. The Southern Park Mall has reopened. Opened after a 2-day closure for inspections, the Boardman Library will remain closed through tomorrow. Several Mill Creek Metro Parks areas also remain closed because of damage. Bridge of Hope Church on Glenwood Avenue is offering free hot meals today for residents and cleanup crews. A Trumbull County man scheduled to stand trial later this month in the murder of a teen in Warren has accepted a plea deal. 16-year-old Damar McKinney of Youngstown was shot to death in February in a parking lot on Mahoning Avenue. 18-year-old Willis Smith pleaded guilty Wednesday to involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence. He had turned down the same deal Tuesday. Smith was immediately sentenced to 17 to 22 and a half years in prison. 18-year-old Ashad Johnson of Warren was sentenced to 31 years to life after being found guilty of murder last month. It's 66 degrees in Alliance at 6:07. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.